Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. President Trump is scheduled to talk to Russian President Putin today about possible ceasefire talks between Ukraine and Russia.
President Trump will speak by phone with Russia's President Putin as he works to secure the other half of a 30-day ceasefire that Ukraine agreed to a week ago. On Trump's agenda, Ukrainian power plants, control of territory, the death toll of soldiers. Trump said many elements of a final agreement have been agreed to, but much remains. Jennifer Jacobs, CBS News, the White House.
Israel is hitting Gaza with new airstrikes after truce talks stall. CBS News correspondent Remy Innocenzo is following developments in Tel Aviv.
In the early hours after midnight, Israel resumed bombing the Gaza Strip in a clear break from the ceasefire that had been, for the most part, holding since it came into effect on January 19th, nearly 2 months ago. The office of Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu released a statement saying, from now on, Israel will act against Hamas with increasing military force, and that the IDF presented the operational plan last week and was approved by the government.
Palestinian officials say at least 200 people have been killed. At the White House, National Security Council spokesman Brian Hughes issued a statement saying, quote, Hamas could have released hostages to extend the ceasefire, but instead chose refusal and war. A federal judge has admonished the Justice Department for allegedly disobeying his order to turn around two planes en route to El Salvador that were deporting alleged gang members. CBS's Camille Montoya Galvez says the judge wants more information on the action by midday Tuesday.
Advocates say that is a slippery slope, and they are concerned that due process here is being violated and that people are being removed solely because of tattoos or mere speculation.
A Houston area midwife is the first person to be arrested and charged under the near total abortion ban in Texas.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton announces on social media the first ever arrest of an abortion provider under that state's 2022 ban on the procedure. Maria Margarita Rojas is charged with the illegal performance of an abortion in Houston, a second degree felony, as well as practicing medicine without a license.
CBS's Jennifer Kuiper reporting. March Madness revs up tonight with the first games of the 2025 men's NCAA tournament.
There are two first four play-in games on tap in Dayton, Ohio, starting with a couple of 16th seeds. Alabama State will tip off against St. Francis of Pennsylvania. The winner will face top-seeded Auburn in the opening round Thursday night. And the second game has the 11th seeds, North Carolina playing San Diego State. The winner of that one moves on to play Ole Miss in round one.
Sports reporter Erica Herskowitz. U.S. shoppers stepped up their spending a bit in February, says the Commerce Department. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
March Madness is here. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the brackets are out. The Badgers play in Denver Thursday afternoon at 12:30 against Montana in the Ball Arena in Denver for the opening round of the NCAA basketball tournament. Marquette is going back to the dance. They face New Mexico Friday night in Cleveland. Head coach Shaka Smart.
This is a date that, as a basketball player or a basketball coach, you have circled on your calendar way before the season even starts. And it's something like 18% of teams end up playing in the NCAA tournament. So we don't take for granted even being in the NCAA tournament. This is really an acknowledgement today of the fact that our guys earned the right to be in the tournament, and now it's all about what we do with it.
NBA, the Bucks losing to the Thunder 121-105. Damian Lillard on how the Thunder were different than the team they beat in the NBA Cup last December.
I just think, you know, obviously they are who they are. They defend, you know, they move the ball, they got a deep team, and I just thought that we played a better game the first time.
That's Damian Lillard with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Despite some well-reviewed films, it was a pretty lackluster weekend at the box office. The weekend proved to be the lowest grossing theater totals of the year so far, with prognosticators surprised that a spring break weekend at the box office came in even lower than Super Bowl weekend by about $1 million. Novocaine led the way with a little more than $8 million at the gate. The film stars Jack Quaid as a man who does not feel pain while trying to rescue his kidnapped girlfriend. Last week's champ, Mickey 17, finished in second place with $7.5 million and $33 million for the two-week total. Steven Soderbergh's new spy thriller, Black Bag, finished with $7.5 million, but on about 1,100 less screens than Mickey 17. Rounding out the top five are Captain America, Brave New World, which pulled in over $5 million, and The Day the Earth Blew Up, the first Looney Tunes movie ever made for a theatrical release, with a disappointing just over $3 million. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Central Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, partly cloudy, a low near 30. Breezy on your Tuesday with mostly cloudy skies, a high of 52. Rain and breezy for Tuesday night, lows in the mid-30s. Rain and snow for Wednesday. Snow could be heavy on Wednesday with a high around 39.
Right now, it's 44.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, turns out Republicans aren't the only ones who don't want to hear from their constituents. Run away, run away. Join us.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 10. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
So back 88 years ago, the U.S. government rolled out the Voice of America during World War II. This was to counter Nazi propaganda. The kind of stuff that Elon Musk is retweeting right now over on his Nazi-infested website. It currently reaches hundreds of millions of people around the world every week. The VOA, the Voice of America. Mike Abramowitz, VOA's director, said he and virtually his entire staff of 1,300 people have just been put on paid leave. He said the order left VOA unable to carry out its vital mission, especially critical today, he said, when America's adversaries like Iran, China, and Russia are sinking billions of dollars into creating false narratives to discredit the United States. The National Press Club weighed in. They said this order undermines America's longstanding commitment to a free and independent press. It added, if an entire newsroom can be sidelined overnight, what does that say about the state of press freedom? This is the only voice that people in Russia can tune into with a shortwave radio and find out what's actually going on in the world. It is the only voice that people in China can tune into with a shortwave radio and discover what's actually going on in the world. It's the only place, the Voice of America and Radio Free Liberty and Radio Free Europe and Radio Free Asia, these are the only places where people who are suffering under the kind of oppressive dictatorships that Donald Trump appears hell-bent on imposing on America. This is the only voice where people who live in these dictatorships can hear a voice advocating for democracy, and Trump just silenced that voice for the first time since World War II. Again, this is a huge deal. We have just given Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping, among other dictators around the world, the biggest, you know, wet kiss, the biggest gift, the biggest, I mean, you come up with your metaphor, imaginable. Radio Free Europe, Radio Free Asia, they were originally set up to counter communism, now dictatorship. The Czech Republic's foreign minister, Jan Lipavsky, said he hopes that the European Union could step in and keep Radio Free Europe broadcasting. They're broadcast out of Prague. Elon Musk, on the other hand, called for the Voice of America to be shut down. And Trump put Carrie Lake in charge of the U.S. AGM, the agency that has oversight over the Voice of America. But, putting Carrie Lake in charge of it wasn't enough. He just shut the damn thing down. this weekend. It's amazing. The Arab, this is the CEO of the agency. He said, this is a massive gift to America's enemies, the Iranian Ayatollahs, the Chinese communist leaders and autocrats in Moscow and Minsk will celebrate the demise of RFE/RL, Radio Free Europe / Radio Liberty, after 75 years. The Independent Committee to Protect Journalists said the same thing. If you don't think that Donald Trump is hell-bent on converting America from a democracy into an autocracy, into a dictatorship, please let me introduce you to what he is doing. Defying court orders, the Article 3 agency. Defying Congress, shutting down agencies that only Congress can shut down. Defunding agencies that only Congress can defund. I'm going to sneeze. Excuse me. This should inform all of us. This should be telling all of us that this is what Donald Trump wants for America. This is what the Republican Party wants for America. No more democracy. No more reasonable debate. I mean, Republicans literally did not invite Democrats to have a conversation about this continuing resolution that Chuck Schumer just rolled over on. It was entirely written by Republicans, not a word to Democrats. Why? Well, probably because they knew that Chuck Schumer would roll over. And now Trump is helping Russia get away with genocide. Genocide is the purposeful erasing of a people or the memory of a people from the face of the earth, as it were. And for years, the world has watched, as Russia has been systematically kidnapping children from Ukraine, some of them from orphanages, many of them, they've seized about a quarter of Ukraine's entire territory. And when they go in and they take a village, they go house to house looking for children, they take those children and they ship them to Russia. To the only major country in the world that has no law against child pornography. Where these children are run through first indoctrination camps where they are taught that they're taught that they can't speak Ukrainian, they have to speak Russian, that Ukraine is not a country, it's a rebellious state territory. That Volodymyr Zelensky is part of an international Jewish conspiracy to destroy white people. And then they're sold off to families who want to adopt them, or people who want to make porn movies with them, or people who want them for slave labor. And now Trump is actively helping Russia cover up this genocide. This by Olga Lautman. Writing on Substack at olgalautman.substack.com, olgalautman.substack.com. The title is Trump is Helping Russia Get Away with Genocide. She writes, now Trump's regime is actively helping Russia cover up this genocide. His State Department quietly terminated a crucial contract that was facilitating the transfer of evidence on Russia's mass abduction of Ukrainian children to European law enforcement, according to the New Republic. This decision cripples efforts to track and recover abducted children, makes it harder to hold Russia accountable for what international courts have already labeled a war crime. And by cutting off this support, Trump's regime is not just abandoning Ukraine, they are actively obstructing justice. This isn't just inaction, Olga writes. It's complicity in one of the most horrific acts of genocide and war crimes in our lifetime. She goes on to note, Russia does not even attempt to hide these hideous crimes. Grigory Kasarin, head of the International Committee in Russia's upper house of parliament, openly boasted that 700,000 children from illegally occupied territories in Ukraine have been taken to Russia so far. She writes, a clear evidence of Russia's genocidal intent to erase Ukrainian identity by targeting children. severing them from their families, their culture, and their homeland. The ICC, the International Criminal Court, recognized this as a war crime in March of 2023 and issued arrest warrants for Vladimir Putin and Maria Lvova-Belova, who is Russia's Commissioner for Children's Rights, for this, quote, unlawful deportation and forced transfer of Ukrainian children. She, by the way, took in one of these children in her own family and brags about it. Yes, we're stealing children from Ukraine. Isn't it wonderful? We're turning them into Russians. The U.S. State Department had been funding a team out of Yale University that was tracking these kidnapped children. They were using satellite imagery. They were using open source intelligence. And now that work is under threat. Marco Rubio, the Secretary of State, just canceled the program, cut off funding, and blocked the transfer of information from this Yale group to the police in the EU. And J.D. Vance is really good with this. Yeah, you know, what Putin wants, Putin gets. How dare America investigate Putin's war crimes? We can't have that. So we're just gonna stop looking. And maybe the crime will go away if we don't look for it anymore. Amazing. I have an incredible geeky science for you on the other side of the break, and I will be picking up your phone calls. So stay with us. It's 15 minutes past the hour. Talk media for the sane among us. Yes, some of us are still here and still sane. We'll be right back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, they're expecting the Starliner astronauts to return to Earth tomorrow. That's probably good news for them. Attention tax accountants. Tax season is here, and if you're part of an accounting firm, you know the pressure is on. Long hours and tight deadlines make this time of year a challenge for even the most seasoned tax professionals. So wouldn't it be great if you could accomplish hours of research in mere seconds? Well, you can with Blue Jay, the preferred partner solution of CPA.com for tax research that delivers answers with a touch of a button. Ask a complex tax question, and Blue Jay gives you better tax answers in seconds. Save time and maximize your clients' refunds with high-speed, accurate, and intuitive AI technology built with a library of only the most trusted tax resources updated daily to keep up with changes in tax law. For a limited time, save 40% off at BlueJ.com/start now. That's B-L-U-E, the letter J.com/start now. Or text my name, Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. Blue Jay, generative AI for better tax answers. Remember, save by texting my name, Tom, to 511-511 today. Text fees may apply.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A Wisconsin judge has affirmed that Canadian oil giant Enbridge must pause construction on its Line 5 pipeline while a legal challenge plays out. Conservation groups are suing to block state permits that would allow the company to clear trees, dig trenches, and fill wetlands in northern Wisconsin, all to make way for a new 41-mile section of the pipeline that carries Canadian crude oil to refineries in Ontario. Republicans and Democrats in Wisconsin coming together to support livestock grazing on our farms. State lawmakers introduced the Transition to Grazing bill that will help our farmers improve soil, water quality, and livestock health by getting dairy cows and other animals out of the barns and out grazing on grass in the spring and summertime. For a deep dive into environmental issues and what you can do to protect Wisconsin's water, air, and land, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Badgers.
Beats Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir. Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
The Todd Alba Show.
Many of the supporters of Trump voted on good faith and said, look, he says some crazy things, but you know what? He at least is telling me he's going to help my family and bring down the price on my heating bill. And that ain't what they're getting. What they're getting back is a political middle finger. And we're staring a recession straight in the face. And Donald Trump does not care. Because at the end of the day, this was one big grift.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, he would not be negotiating with the GOP if he was Wisconsin's sitting senator.
I want to clarify, like, I'm always happy to negotiate in good faith, but we're talking about a party that's not acting in good faith. We shouldn't be in a position where we're throwing a life raft to somebody who was hell-bent on sinking the entire ship.
Not something I want to be involved in.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Native Path is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types, as they make up about 90% of the collagen in your body. It's found in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, gut, and more. It's also completely flavorless. You can put it in anything, coffee, smoothies, soups, etc. Because Native Path's recipe is a peptide formula, it's more bioavailable. It mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Louise and I put it in our morning coffee. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over a million happy customers, has over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. They even have an 800 number you can call and talk with a real human being with questions on usage, recipes, or ingredients. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link. You can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen products. So visit getnativepath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with 2 N's at the end. GetNativePath.com/Hartman.
Stand up for the land, or kneel to the strong man with blood on his hands. He's turning our schools to his factory line, where history's twisted and truth is a crime. He bows before tyrants, he dreams of their might. He'll break every treaty, abandon the fight. He purges the soldiers who dare to say no. Will Republicans stand up or just let it go? So tell me now, tell me plain, will you break free or bow in shame? The warning is clear, the hour is nigh. Will you stand up or let it die? He builds up his prisons in lands far away, where laws have no power.
22 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Tom in Mossy Head, Florida. Hey, Tom, what's up?
Hey, Tom, last week when you were playing a lot of the John Larson rant, I involuntarily stood up and cheered, threw my fist in the air the first time I heard it. Yeah. Now, here's what I'm proposing. Bear with me on this. Mm-hmm. Back when I was working out in California, one of the guys that worked with me was having an alcohol problem, and he caught a DUI, and in lieu of losing his license completely, they put a machine in his truck where he would have to blow into it, and it would register if he had any alcohol in his system. Yeah. And if he didn't, it would start.
Yep.
All right, my proposal is for all of the Republican senators and congressmen to have a similar machine, but instead of having to blow in it, they would have to listen to that rant that John Larson had before their car would start, before they could get in their house.
Yeah.
I've got another little quick one, too. I know you're not real fond of bumper stickers. I'm not either. But a long time ago, somebody had put a bumper sticker in my mailbox for Trump, which I think is still illegal. But it just had an American flag and the word Trump next to it. Mm-hmm. Well, I kind of forgot about it and was digging through some stuff and found it here a while back. And I put it on my truck, but I put it on upside down.
There you go.
And then when I donated to Free Speech, I got a This Is Not Normal sticker. Mm-hmm. And I put that right beside it. And I'll be damned if I've seen a couple of them already now. The upside down Trump American flag bumper sticker. I thought,
wow.
Yeah. Wow. After all the crap I've tried to do, this is working.
Panhandle of Florida. That's incredible.
Yeah. Well, mostly when I go down around Panama City or the beach, I saw a couple of them down there. I'm like, Wow, that's pretty cool. I'd like to see everybody do that. It's kind of a simple way to get a thought across.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one. Tom, you do live in the Panhandle, right? Is that where Mossy Head is?
Oh, yeah. Dead in blood red.
Yeah, that's what we got. Okay, Tom. Yeah. Well, thanks for sharing that. And I love the idea. Yeah, absolutely. Listen to this speech by John Larson. Thank you. Quick, geeky science for you. This is researchers at the Francis Crick Institute have they decided to look into how your body changes when you regularly donate blood. They looked at 200 frequent donors, people who donate more than three times a year for more than 40 years. And what they found, more than 120 times total. And what they found was that the makeup of their blood cell populations was different from normal people. The cells, the mutated cells that cause leukemia, which is blood cancer, are pretty much gone and have been replaced by good cells that don't turn into leukemia. Just to boil it down, it has to do with a gene called the DNMT3A gene. And changes in this gene typically precede leukemia. They're called pre-leukemic. And the researchers believe, this is a quote from this report, the researchers believe that regular blood donation is one type of activity that selects for mutations that allow cells to respond well to blood loss, but does not select the pre-leukemic mutations associated with blood cancer. In other words, you are insulating yourself from cancer by donating blood. In addition to doing a really good thing, I've never been able to find the study after having heard about it on NPR back 30 or 40 years ago. But I believe it was a Stedman or Seedman study that was funded by the American Red Cross, where they found that people who donated blood more than twice a year or more, had a 25% reduction of all cause of death. Which is just amazing. Lower heart disease rates, lower cancer rates. It's good stuff. And it helps other people. 27 minutes past the hour. I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And the White House's press secretary, Carolyn Leavitt, just came out and said, yep, we're going to defy the court orders. Screw the courts. Or words to that effect.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for three full years. In addition to a three-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the three-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription and we'll send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. Israel launched airstrikes against Hamas in Gaza, killing more than 200 people, according to Palestinian officials. This after talks on further hostage releases stalled. BBC Gaza correspondent Rushdie Abul Aluf.
Some of the images from the four or five hospitals that is receiving a huge number of injured and dead people. Doctors are struggling to cope with the number of people who were rushed to the hospital.
President Trump will discuss Ukraine with Russian President Putin personally.
We're going to have a very important call. You know, we've had calls, but we're getting down to a very critical stage. And we want to get the whole Russia-Ukraine thing done.
The spacecraft taking stranded astronauts Wilmore and Williams home has just left the International Space Station.
All hooks open.
All hooks are open. And undocking confirmed.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The late Gene Hackman did not mention his three children in his will, but they might still end up with some of his $80 million worth of assets. Hackman and his wife, Betsy Arakawa, passed away in late February under mysterious circumstances. Late last week, it was disclosed that Arakawa passed away from the hantavirus a week before her Oscar-winning husband. Authorities say Hackman suffered from Alzheimer's disease and couldn't take care of himself after his wife died, and as a result, passed away a week later. In Betsy's will, it was stated that she left her estate to various charities. Hackman, however, named Betsy as the recipient of his assets, essentially leaving his three now middle-aged children out in the cold, or so it would seem. As it turns out, due to Betsy's death, Hackman has no secondary beneficiaries, so it looks like his kids will be the recipient of their father's $80 million fortune after all. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlife with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
March Madness is here. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the brackets are out. The Badgers play in Denver Thursday afternoon at 12:30 against Montana in the Ball Arena in Denver for the opening round of the NCAA basketball tournament. Marquette is going back to the dance. They face New Mexico Friday night in Cleveland. Head coach Shaka Smart.
This is a date that as a basketball player or a basketball coach, you have circled on your calendar way before the season even starts. And it's something like 18% of teams end up playing in the NCAA tournament. So we don't take for granted even being in the NCAA tournament. This is really an acknowledgement today of the fact that our guys have earned the right to be in the tournament, and now it's all about what we do with it.
NBA, the Bucks losing to the Thunder 121-105. Damian Lillard on how the Thunder were different than the team they beat in the NBA Cup last December.
I just think, you know, obviously they are who they are. They defend, you know, they move the ball, they got a deep team, and I just thought that we played a better game the first time.
That's Damian Lillard with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Central Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, partly cloudy, a low near 30. Breezy on your Tuesday with mostly cloudy skies, a high of 52. Rain and breezy for Tuesday night, lows in the mid-30s. Rain and snow for Wednesday. Snow could be heavy on Wednesday with a high around 39.
Right now, it's 44.
The Todd Allbush Show.
Let's go to Ollie in the North Woods. Ollie, hiccups or gas, what's worse?
Well, I'd like to frame my answer in the form of sports. It depends upon whether you're a passer or a receiver.
That's great. Whether you're the passer or the receiver, that's the best line of the day.
The Todd Allbush Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Up North News creator and editor Christina Laurie. Then Civic Media Sports Authority Mike Clemens joins the show to discuss the NCAA tournament. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Technology, built with a library of only the most trusted tax resources, updated daily to keep up with changes in tax law. For a limited time, save 40% off at bluej.com/start now. That's BLUE, the letter J, .com/start now. Or just text my name, Tom, THOM, to 511-511. Blue Jay, generative AI for better tax answers. Remember, save by texting Tom to 511-511 today. Text fees may apply.
Of a party gone rotten, too green and too pale. They shout about the border, they cry about the woke, but they're gobshite, a right orange joke. So raise up your pints, let's drink to the truth. We fight for the workers, the poor and the youth. They grift and they lie, but the people will see that justice and freedom are true liberty. Was a fella, a fraud and a cheat, with a combo.
36 minutes past the hour. Happy St. Patrick's Day, if you're so inclined. Nathan in Basalt, Colorado. Hey, Nathan, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, thanks for taking the call. I see a lot of Democrats scratching their heads about why they lost the election, and I feel like a lot of it has to do with not reaching out to moderates and independents. And as soon as a politician kind of moves towards the middle, what I hear a lot is a lot of people on the left kind of attacking them. And
well, let me get this straight. You're saying that Kamala Harris, who campaigned across multiple states with one of the most conservative Republicans in Congress, Liz Cheney, wasn't reaching out to the center or to the right?
I do feel like that, sir. I feel like sending the message to the entire, or anybody in the middle, or anyone that thinks, just as an example, that undocumented immigration is a problem, calling everyone that falls in that group a racist.
That was not her message, Nathan. Her message was explicit, you know, that the Biden administration had been deporting people more rapidly than the Trump administration had before them, and that the United States would not tolerate it. Her message was explicit. I mean, I realize that there's been BS coming out of, you know, Fox so-called news and right-wing talk radio lying about what Kamala Harris was saying, lying about what the administration was doing, but that's the fact. She was, no, Kamala Harris never said that, you know, the Republicans are advocating for border security purely because they're racist. Obviously, there's a large racist contingent within the Republican Party that's promoting that. But that wasn't her message.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I agree that there's a lot of racism involved with it. But not every single person that thinks that it has
I think our borders should be protected and our border laws should be enforced. I think most Democrats do. I don't know anybody who says, the only people I know who say that we should have open borders are libertarians, the people who are followers of the Cato Institute, you know, the former Charles Koch Institute, who believe that there should be no national boundaries and that corporations should be able to go anywhere in the world and get all the labor they want as cheap as they want. Those are the only people, the libertarians are the only people who are explicitly saying that, you know, there should be no borders. Nathan, you need to check your facts. But thank you for the call and you know, for being reasonable in your conversation with me. Harold in Arlington, Virginia. Hey, Harold, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, Tom, after my initial outrage over the continuing resolution and Chuck Schumer's pardon in it and so forth, I was led to reconsider my opinion a little bit, and maybe you can reason me out of it, but I listened to Schumer defend his decision on the Chris Hayes program this weekend.
I did too.
And what he said was that, you know, he called the Republicans bastards for putting him into a no-win situation, damned if you do and damned if you don't. But the upshot of his argument was that if there was a shutdown, Republicans would use the opportunity to sort who was essential and who was not essential for keeping the skeleton crew of the government operating, which, you know, has happened in the past.
They're already doing that, Harold. They've already laid off about 100,000 people. Trump shut down 7 government agencies within the hour after Chuck Schumer signed that document that he said was going to prevent Trump from shutting down agencies. And okay, Schumer had months to get the American people ready for this, to say...
No, I understand that he's been compromising and a poor communicator in the past. But in this case, I think he was arguing that these people would be put on furlough and never be able to get back.
Probably true, Harold. But that's happening anyway. Look at the U.S. Agency for International Development. It is no longer. They even took the name off the front of the building. Only Congress can do that. But they're doing it.
Yeah, I understand.
They're breaking the law. They're, you know, Schumer's, oh my God, this is what will happen, is already happening. And Schumer could have spent just even a few weeks leading up to that thing ending up before the Senate, saying the Democrats were never invited to discuss this. We played no part in these negotiations because the Republicans locked us out. They are hell-bent for leather on trying to privatize Social Security, privatize the post office, shut down government unions, make it harder for workers in the private sector to have unions. All of these horrible things, you know, name the things that are in the continuing resolution going forward. They're setting up more tax cuts. They're setting us up, you know, they're setting up the privatization of Social Security. I think I already said that. Chuck Schumer should have been saying that every single day loudly and without reading over glasses on his nose. And he failed to do it. And he failed the leadership test.
I agree with you there. But his argument was simply that shutting down the government would be even more severe in terms of getting rid of
it. It may well be true, Harold. And if Schumer had prepared America for that fact, and we were all thinking, oh, my God, you know, if they shut it down, then he would have widespread support among Democrats anyway. Yep. But he doesn't. You've got, you know, only 27% of people view the Democratic Party with a positive view now because of this absolute public relations blunder that Chuck Schumer walked into. And he should have seen it coming. He was too busy getting his book ready for his book tour or something. I don't know what the deal is.
Yeah.
In all probability, Chuck Schumer's vote was the right vote. But it was the wrong politics, and he did it the wrong way, and he did it in a way that has hurt the Democratic Party rather than helped the Democratic Party. And therefore, in my opinion, and the opinion of Indivisible, the largest progressive group in America, the largest Democratic group in America, he needs to be replaced by somebody who will stand up and fight. And
I agree with you there.
Okay. Then I think we're in agreement, Harold, because I'm not saying that Chuck Schumer should have voted to shut down the government. What I'm saying is that we should have had a conversation about this for the months that they knew this was coming. They knew this was coming starting in November. And Schumer and his Senate Democrats never said a damn word. And it's just a damn shame. Harold, thank you for the call. Mark in Long Beach, California. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. This is the first time that I've been able to speak to you since the election.
Oh, my.
And I have one comment and one question. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, just fine.
Okay. I just wanted to tell you, I guess I could be called Alan Lichtman Jr. because in the 2020 election, I got 45 out of 50 states correct. This time, I got all 50 for the first time in my entire life. It probably will never happen again. And I missed the electoral vote by one because I gave all of Maine's four electoral votes to Harris, but Trump got one of them. So except for one small electoral vote, I got everything right.
So, Mark, what are you predicting for 2026?
I'm predicting in 2026 that, without a doubt, the Democrats are going to take the House. The Republicans probably will keep the Senate, but they'll probably lose a couple. But the next time I call you, Tom, I'm going to write down the date because I'm going to tell you who our next president's going to be. But here's my question for you. My question is, when Trump's presidency ends in 4 years, Tom, do you think the Southern Wall will be completely be built and done? And the reason why I asked is because when James Carville, who ran Clinton's 92 campaign, said on Chris Cuomo that the extreme left of the Democratic Party cost Biden the election on the terrible advice he received from them in regards to the border. I'll let you take it from there.
Yeah, I just disagree with James Carville. Joe Biden had been building and repairing the border. They built several miles of additional border wall during the Biden administration. Joe Biden deported more people during his 4 years than Donald Trump did. Biden has been mischaracterized and wrongly characterized, and his record has been mischaracterized by right wingers. I mean, you know, it just makes me crazy when I watch the Sunday shows and some Republican comes on and goes, yeah, the Joe Biden open border policy. There was no open border policy. It was the opposite. It was the exact opposite. Anyhow, 46 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a minute. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the talk media for the rest of us. We'll be right back with your calls. Stay with us.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315, 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbush Show.
L.A. Tom, L.A., what do you got for us?
We do have a woman problem in this country. There is an issue there that needs to be solved if we are ever to have a female president.
Look at Mexico has a president. You know, Margaret Thatcher. It's just all over the world. I mean,
you have to remember Margaret Thatcher. They had queens.
Well, I mean, we have Lindsey Graham. Come on.
Wow, that's true.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
What do you think about Donald Trump firing 80,000 employees of the VA? Steve from Madison, also a veteran. I'm hearing from one of our conservative texters saying it's okay because it saves money.
How does it save money if it kills people? I mean, how many suicides are there amongst veterans? How many of our seniors need health care? I mean, you take away money from us and it kills us. That's what it does.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WFHR.com/contest-terms. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. So let me ask you, when was the last time you checked your home title? If you're like me, the answer is never. And that's exactly what scammers are counting on. That's why I trust Home Title Lock. Their $1 million triple lock protection keeps your home and equities safe. Here's what you get. Immediate 24/7 monitoring of your property, urgent alerts if there are any changes. And if fraud should happen, their U.S.-based restoration team will spend up to $1 million to fix the fraud and restore your title at no additional cost. And here's the best part. I've teamed up with Home Title Lock to give you a free title history report so you can find out if you're already a victim and access to your personal title expert, a $250 value just for signing up. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and use my promo code TOM250, THOM250, or click on the link in the description. That's HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code TOM250 to get the protection and peace of mind you deserve. Scammers can literally steal your home right out from underneath you. The FBI calls it house stealing. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code TOM250.
In the silence, a spark still burns. A lesson of freedom, the tide still turns. Echoes of history ringing in our ears. Warnings unheeded through the years. Will we stand or let it fall? The choice is ours, it's a clarion call. A voice on the airwaves, silencing dissent. Truth bent and broken, the people lament. Courts of justice no longer hold sway. The rule of law slowly fades away. Echoes of history ringing in our ears.
Well, about 52 minutes past the hour. Jeff in Portland, Oregon. Hey, Jeff, what's up?
Happy St. Patty's Day, Tom. And yeah, that was Friday was a dark, dark day for democracy with Schumer's pathetic capitulation and appeasement. So I'm glad to hear you and Indivisible and others calling for him to step aside. He should have never signed up for another term, knowing he didn't have the spine or fortitude to sign up to stand up to an emboldened wannabe dictator. So, Tom, I don't want to see AOC primary him in 2028. I want AOC running for president in 2028. She's now going to be joining Bernie on his anti-oligarchy tour out west this month. And by 2028, I see her certainly taking the torch from Bernie and being our top progressive leader. So, you know, we need to win back working class voters and stop hemorrhaging Hispanic voters. And in my opinion, AOC could easily do both. But as far as who should replace Schumer as Senate leader, I would like to see somebody like Chris Murphy or Tammy Duckworth. We need a fighter like either of them. Because as Trump and Mike continue to destroy this economy and the government agencies that lift up people and protect people, we're going to see more desperation and scapegoating of vulnerable groups. And as you know, that's fertile soil for fascism. And you know, you wrote an excellent Hartman report on Friday. It got overshadowed by the CR vote, but you know, people should go back and read it if they haven't already. You know, from Hitler to Putin, fascism and imperialism go hand in hand. How concerned, you know, you echoed Malcolm Nance's warning last Monday about, you know, Canada being in Trump's crosshairs. How concerned are you? And I mean, with all this continued rhetoric he has against Canada, I mean, it seems to be that
I think it's extremely unlikely that we're going to end up in a military conflict with Canada. I don't think it's unlikely that we might not try to take Greenland by force. And I don't think it's unlikely that, in fact, Trump has ordered the military to prepare plans to take the Panama Canal by force. I also think that if we really genuinely sabotage Ukraine, and we're right on the verge of that, we're within days of it, and having shut down, you know, Radio Free Europe and Radio Free Asia and all these things, wouldn't surprise me if China decides now is a good time to seize Taiwan. And that could spark a major war in the Pacific or not. I mean, you know, if Trump just lets it happen, I doubt that South Korea and Japan have anything close to the firepower necessary to take it on. Certainly Australia doesn't. I mean, it would have to be the United States leading the effort and threatening with nuclear weapons. And Trump, you know, I think Xi Jinping knows that he can tell Trump what to do, and Trump will do it, especially if he offers, you know, Trump's daughter some more patents or trademarks, or if he offers Trump, or, you know, Elon Musk, apparently, from press reports I've read, makes more money in China selling Teslas. He's got a larger Tesla factory in China than in the United States, and he makes more money selling Teslas in China than he does anywhere else in the world. And so, you know, if China attacks Taiwan and Elon Musk is really running the show, I don't think that you're going to see any pushback at all. That's the thing that concerns me the most.
Yeah, for sure. But as Trump as people rise up here and Trump gets more desperate to distract us here, I can see him having his own imperialistic ambitions.
Oh, so I agree. And that's where I think probably the Panama Canal is the place he'll start, because there's a lot of support for that, actually, on the right. Jeff, thank you for the call. And thanks for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. So get out there, get active, tag You're It. And, you know, there's a lot of protests going on. Good feelings. I'll catch up with you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Stay safe. Be good to yourself and the folks around you. Have a good evening.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Did you know scammers can literally steal your home right out from under you? The FBI calls it house stealing, and it's a growing real estate scam targeting American homeowners. That's why I trust Home Title Lock. Their $1 million triple lock protection helps keep your home and equity safe. Here's what you get: immediate 24/7 monitoring of your property, urgent alerts if there are any changes, and if fraud should happen, their U.S.-based restoration team will spend up to $1 million to fix the fraud and restore your title at no additional cost. And here's the best part. I've teamed up with Home Title Lock to give you a free title history report so you can find out if you're already a victim and access your own personal title expert, a $250 value just for signing up. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and use my promo code TOM250, T-H-O-M-250, or click on the link in the description. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code TOM250 to get the...
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Hopefully your St. Patrick's headache has gone away. We'll be discussing top broadband officials exiting the U.S. Department of Commerce, what it means for broadband in Wisconsin. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
In Wisconsin, mint brownies are the big one.
By the way, why do we associate green with mint? That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
Because well, mint isn't plant. Necessarily... I guess
a mint plant is green.
Well, a lot of plants are green. In fact, most plants are green. In, so, you know, chlorophyll, that whole thing, you know?
There's no way.
Wow. Chlorophyll, is that funny? Wow. This is
good. Just the way you said it.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Israel has bombarded Hamas targets in the Gaza Strip, with the airstrikes killing at least 235 Palestinians, including women and children, according to Palestinian hospital officials. CBS News correspondent Remy Innocenzo is in Tel Aviv, and he tells us Prime Minister Netanyahu blames Hamas for stalled hostage release talks.
Shortly after we received the initial reports of airstrikes from our team, the office of Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu released a statement saying he and Defense Minister Israel had instructed the Israel Defense Forces to, quote, act forcefully against Hamas after the group repeatedly refused to release hostages and rejected offers received from President Trump's special envoy Steve Witkoff and from mediators in Doha.
Hamas says Netanyahu is using war in Gaza as a political lifeboat. President Trump and Russian President Putin will have a phone meeting Tuesday.